This message was delivered by senior pastor in 1995 under the title of The Blessing of Having Spirit and Soul Prosper. This church started from July 25, 1982. It's been 37 years and 6 months and 13 days. We have received blessing both in spirit and body by the thanks to the love of Father God, of the Lord, and of the Shepherd. I heard many testimonies, news of testimonies, of those you know, who were healed through handkerchief prayer done by our Pastor Soojin Lee. Many people waited for this divine healing meeting, and they experienced amazing works of God's power. If someone in India couldn't move her body by her will, but after the divine healing meeting, she was healed. So we could see before and after in an image well. There was a lady who wanted to pull out her tooth, thanks to the prayer, and her tooth came out automatically. And irregular, you know, the location of teeth were corrected. You know, to correct your teeth, you have to put in the correction tool and spend about a year. But you gotta wear that for about a year. And you have to be very careful with what you eat with that, you know, correction tool on. But thanks to the prayer, once Father God worked, we live with them. All those works, even those works, you know, recorded in the Bible, are taking place right now, here. Right now. All the works of Father God, right at the on-site, not even skipping a day for the last 37 years. So how blessed we are. Those who had the problems with the family, you know, got, you know, had peace. You heard the testimony. Someone who were about to be bankrupt, you know, they decided to commit suicide, but they just wanted to go to church. And they found Manmin Church, and they came to this church, and he came to have hope for new life, and later he received a financial blessing. And those people who suffer from great pain came to Manmin Church, and thanks to Shepherd's prayer, they were healed. They were about to die, but they were healed. And out of their thanks for God, you know, they volunteered in many areas of the church, and they became workers, they became pastors who could save souls and for the kingdom of God. Pastor Kang Young-sik, you know, testified. He used to suffer from inner drugs, but after he met God, he was healed. Someone who had the car accident, and then the bone came out, but after receiving prayer, he got healed. He became a pastor. So, I think, you know, in the love of Father God, we receive answers, we receive healing works, we solve our problems. Since you always and wanted to give more to Father God in your course of in the Christian life, and you received the blessing. You volunteered in church works out of your thanks for Father God, right? Manmin has enjoyed a happy and peaceful life in the love of Father God. Still, Father God is showing us the witness, evidences that he loves Manmin. The reason we could receive this blessing is that our shepherd delivered message from Father God well, and he even helped us digest them well. No, they have problems with digestion, they have a problem. Some people have a problem with too much, you know, digestion. You know, they got fat. And then, but according to each and every case, our shepherd delivered the messages accordingly. And that was the reason that we could receive, you know, those blessings. When you go out to the world and visit in hospitals, there are people, you know, who are diagnosed and with very, very, you know, various reasons. But they took medicine and they took surgery and they got healed. But not all of them got healed. But if we can digest well only the words of God delivered by our senior pastor, then there is no problem with our life. We will not be sick. We will not get any problems. Father God is waiting for people who does Father God's job well, with sincere heart and full assurance of faith. And we passed the 2018 and 2019 because Father God wants to see what kind of trust we have for our, you know, for senior pastor. I heard in the two brothers, I heard the story of two brothers, 4-year-old and 3-year-old. 3-year-old brother always looked for mother and father. Because, you know, she's so little, right? When he ate, you know, when he needed the help of, you know, his parents. But now, he is looking, he is always waiting for, you know, his 4-year-old elder brother. The 4-year-old and the brother becomes the his model. When the elder brother dances, he also dances. When he cries out, and he also cries. So he likes, you know, his brother, you know, better than his father. So when his brother goes to toilet, he follows him. Or to kitchen, he follows him. He wants to eat, you know, what, you know, what his brother eats. And there was a birthday of, you know, his elder brother's, you know, girlfriend. Only those, you know, invited could go there. But this younger brother, you know, followed, you know, his elder brother. His, you know, his father tried all means to stop him from following his elder brother. But he cried. So his elder brother, you know, took his younger brother. But, you know, he made all kinds of noises. He played whatever he wanted to play. So even before the birthday, he ate, you know, a birthday cake, and he wanted to play with the birthday gift. He wanted to open it, open the gift box, because it was well decorated. And then his elder brother didn't like it. And then there was a elder brother's, you know, girlfriend, you know, putting on the crown, but there were only 4 crowns. But, you know, this younger brother, you know, asked his, you know, elder brother to give to me. So his brother tried to, you know, ignore him, but, you know, he took out, you know, his crown and gave it to his younger brother. He tried so hard to look good to his, you know, girlfriend. But, you know, his younger brother, you know, did all these things. I mean, the elder brother somehow, you know, tried to, you know, took care of him well. Now, the younger brother was, you know, focusing on eating. And his elder brother and other friends were, you know, playing together. So the 3-year-old brother, baby, was slow moving, right? So when he followed wherever his elder brother went, you know, he moved to another place. So he was calling, "Hyung, Hyung, Hyung," and then he cried. And he stayed alone, and there was a room in the pool of, you know, bowls, and he stayed there. He was alone. And he was just, he was, you know, fixing his eyes on his elder brother. He gave up, you know, coming close to his brother. Now, there was a problem. You know, the elder brother put on a nice, you know, jeans, but it was a little bit big. There is a trampoline, you know, trampoline, right? He was playing, jumping, but that jean was, you know, pulling down. So he showed, you know, his pennies to his girlfriend. So the jinn was, you know, keeping, you know, falling down. So he gave up, you know, jumping in a trampoline. And then his girlfriend followed him, and then they sat together and played together. Now, this brother, you know, made a confession. He said, "Do you like me?" At this moment, and she said, "Okay, I like you." However, at that moment, the pants went down. It was so embarrassing, right? That scene was watched by his three-year-old younger brother. He couldn't even, you know, put on his pants by himself, but he pulled off his pants, took off, and gave it to his brother. "Hey, wear this." He's not good in the talking, but he gave his own pants, and he gave it to his pants, and he ran down to his, you know, he had, you know, pampers, and he went to the pool, hiding his, you know, lower body. That was not it. Now, this elder brother said, you know, "Thank you," and he played with his girlfriend. However, it was not joyful anymore. He was reminded of his younger brother. His younger brother gave the pants. And even though, you know, he was, you know, playing with his girlfriend, he tried to ignore, you know, his younger brother. But after his younger brother gave that pants to him, he was reminded of the image, so he couldn't play well. So he said to his girlfriend, I have to go." And the girlfriend said, "Why?" And the elder brother said, "He's my brother." And he approached his younger brother and found his younger brother playing alone inside in the pool balls, ball pools. And he found some small clothes to put around, you know, his younger brother. And he said, "I love you, my brother." As I was watching it, even they are so little, they are so pure. The younger brother, you know, followed his elder brother, but he gave up to let his elder brother. And the elder brother watched his younger brother all the time. And this younger brother could not, you know, put on that dress by himself well. But that younger brother gave the pants to his elder brother. The elder brother, you know, remembered that image. He was touched by his younger brother, and he went back to, you know, his younger brother. While I was watching it, I felt many things. Father God and the Lord and our Shepherd, they gave us all the time many things with sacrifice and love. They even, you know, sacrificed their lives. But we are all grown-ups. We got to be spiritually children. But we were lifted. We became arrogant. And we went on our own way. When things are not in accordance with our own idea, grown-ups betrayed that love. So those even little children are better than us. Why don't I have that kind of pure heart like them? Father God gives and gives again, even though we betray. Father God and the Lord and our Shepherd, if you remember them, as I told you my dream, now we have to become like Father and the Lord and the Shepherd. We just give and give, even though they are not beneficial to us. Even though they swear at us, we just wait, endure, and overcome, and give love, stretching our hands until they change, until they can receive salvation, until they can go to heaven. We gotta be like that. We all grew up. We only think what we like. When it is not beneficial, then we forget and we give up and we ignore. Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd gave and gave and gave again and again, even to those who betrayed them. When I was watching them, I cried.
있었습니다. 어떤 한 사람이 다이제임도 어려움을
겪으면서
너무나 화가 나고 너무나
There was a person who got so upset after a senior pastor was, you know, wrongfully accused, and he got sick. He wanted to die. And he even wanted to take vengeance, and he was suffering a lot. Then, senior pastor appeared in his dream. And he wanted to, you know, destroy all those evil people. He was so upset against those, you know, he hated those people who wrongfully accused senior pastor. But senior pastor in his dream met them, visit them, and then senior pastor and cried. And he encouraged them, even though they betrayed him. He had the dream. And in his heart, he felt hatred was gone, ill feelings were gone, and he was healed of his, you know, disease. Now, this story should help us check our heart. How much the love of Father God and of the Lord and of the Shepherd have we had? We gotta check how much grace we received. And we gotta check what Father God wants from us. And we gotta be grateful for the overflowing blessing that Father God gives to us. The title of this message, The Blessing of Having Spirit and Soul Prosper. I want you to take this moment to have a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Now, what is truly valuable life? Generally, through this message, I mean, we learn this message. Everything we got, even though we have something on this earth, there is a house, there is a home, heaven, that we got to go. Generally, worldly people say they are blessed when they have wealth and honor and fame and power. And when they are healthy, then they couldn't expect for more. That's what worldly people say they are valuable, they are living a valuable life. You know, dying peacefully with his descendants, you know, gathered. People say that's their blessing. However, how can we find such people on this earth? They seem to live in a good environment, in good conditions. But actually, they're not enjoying their lives. Those rich people, people with honor, have you ever seen the family that is in peace? They are in discord over money or inheritance. We can understand them as manmin. They got so rich. They run in many businesses. But, you know, they wanted to get just one more. And they argue and they fight. And I ask myself, why do they do so? But manmin yields to each other. We love each other. We sacrifice each other. And we give, right? That's what we learned, and that's what we witnessed from senior pastor. And that's what we got to do. But there are so many people who are not like that. They wanted to have children, but they don't have children. A member of family suffers from diseases. Some people are not studying well. There are people who got no power, and so they are so afraid. Even though students are studying well, they are not satisfied, not many satisfied. When they find someone who is better than they are, then they are disappointed and they got to study more. Let's say, I got swimming pool, I got, you know, many punctures, I got even my bowling lanes in my house. But you are jealous of a rich man who has, you know, private jet. Even though they are rich, they are jealous of the ones who are richer than they are. The wealth of this world cannot satisfy your heart. Even though you received all kinds of blessings, at the end of your life, you may feel vanity of your life. Many people try to avoid death. They try to live a little longer. But eventually, we all die and go to a handful of dust. This is what I thought. There are many graves and there are many funerals. Even though they lived a beautiful life on earth, nobody give blankets over their grave because they died already. They are under the ground. They used to have fame and honor and rich wealth, but they are underground. So, getting an eternal life is the true blessing. That's true blessing. A life that has no sorrow, trials, tears, and pains. The place is heaven, right? And the blessing of to go there is true blessing. So how can we live this life without any worries? If you read Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, there is a story of the rich man and the beggar. There was a rich man who put on a beautiful dress, and the beggar who was provided from the crumbs of the rich man's table. The rich man lived a very luxurious life, but he didn't revere God. After he died, he had to suffer eternally in the fire of hell. But the one who revered God, even though he was ignored by people and lived as a beggar, after he died, he was ministered by the angels and he lived a happy life in heaven. Now, who is more blessed among the two? If you truly believe that there is afterlife, even though there is high medical technology developed, our life expectancy is just 100 years. So, the life of the beggar, life of a beggar is much more blessed. Lazarus the beggar was much more blessed, even though he lived a beggar's life on this earth. Since he believed in God, he revered God, and he went to heaven and lived a beautiful life eternally. That's true blessing, isn't it? King Solomon, who enjoyed all the best things, confessed that everything a man does under the sun is vanity. And man's duty is to revere God and keep his commandments. Why did he say so? Because everything you can own on this earth cannot be taken to afterlife. So, Father God has nothing to do with them. They're all vanity. However, if you live on this life, on this earth, and if you revere God and keep His commandments, Father God gives a blessing of eternal life, and He will reward you. After you die, what can you take to heaven? Nothing. Gold, jewels, house, mansion, you cannot take them to heaven. Fame and honor, you cannot take them to heaven. Many people wanted to become a president or the kings, but after the life, what happened to them? Is that why do they want to become the president of this country? Even there, they're expecting something, miserable life. So especially mommy people. Not all Christians live like that, right? But, those who know heaven, those who hope for heaven, they don't hope for, life on this earth, but they hope for life in heaven. And to enjoy more rewards and blessing, they run their Christian life vigorously. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Proverbs 8:13 says, when we do so, Father God, give us a blessing. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, Father God blesses all kinds of blessing. We receive blessing when we come in, when we go out. So it is the blessing of making everything prosperous. So as children of God, not only the blessing of eternal life, but also blessing of this earth, we got to receive and glorify Father God, right? So, mommy members, senior pastor didn't teach us to live a poor life. He said we got to receive blessing. We got to be rich. Those Christians should receive blessing and should be rich and evangelize people, evangelizing their relatives. If you are poor, then if you believe in Father God, you will receive blessing, then people will say, well, mind your own business. You look poor. You got no house. Why don't you receive blessing, man? So, we learn from senior pastor. You got to receive blessing. You got to be healthy. And when you go out to the world, you got to become this, you know, light and salt. That's what we learn from senior pastor. So, when we revere God and keep His commandments, we can receive blessing from heaven. Those who have perfect faith do not envy the fame and honor of this world. They live a life of thanksgiving. They receive a blessing that no one can give. And they have hope for heaven, which is prepared by Father God. Since we believe it, we can give thanks all the time in our lives. When we eat good things, when we travel to many beautiful places, but we all want to go home eventually, because that's my house. When you visit so many, you know, beautiful places, you all want to go into your house. That's our heart, right? Even though we live a rich life with all enjoying all kinds of fame and honor, we know that life on this earth is an illusion. But the life on life in heaven is reality. So senior pastor set example before us. And he said, you know, let's go to New Jerusalem together. Since he loves souls so much, he wants to help our souls not to have hope for this earth, but for heaven to help us. And he set the example to follow the only will of Father God. And we have to follow His footsteps. When we have that kind of faith, He protects us from all kinds of trials. Even if we face trials, He makes everything work for the good. And He leads us to the blessing. And He says, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health just as your soul prospers. So life, the value of a life is not set on the wealth and honor of this earth. The value of our life is based on hope for heaven and all the rewards in heaven. All our mommy members receive so much blessing because we got great hope for heaven in New Jerusalem. You have been faithful to Father God. You have given all things to Father God. Do you wanna get it back? No, during the devotional service, you know, why don't you give more? Why don't you give more? So you gave more? Now you want to get it back? When? Why did you give the offerings? We learned that we got to give offerings to Father God with all our heart. And our shepherd set the example before us. Even for the summer retreat, he does all the job. He delivered the messages. He managed the divine healing meeting. He prepared the campfire night. He does all the jobs. However, he gave thanks offerings to Father God with all his heart. Why? Because he wants us to receive blessing and, you know, healing works. And after we receive healing works, Father God gave offerings of thanks to Father God for that. No. Have you ever given that kind of offerings to Father God? Well, Father, thank you. My souls, my congregation received healing words. They received blessing. Thank you for giving them blessing. And he gave offerings to Father God with gratitude. If you truly give to Father God, then you don't want it returned. Why do you think it is a loss after you gave? You didn't look at Father God if you want that offerings back. That's not Christians want. In the early history of this, you know, Christian community, think of Elder Boaz Lee and Senior Deaconess in the van to give construction offerings. They sold their own house. Again and again, I didn't ask. Please ask them if they want to get it back. Why? They don't want to get it back because they gave it to Father God. They got a hope for heaven. But they don't want it back. They just want to give more and more with all their heart and mind. How to give my life? How to devote myself? Now, do you spare something that you give to your own children? I would like to ask you. Do you want to spare some? You have to give to your children? You just want to give and give to your children. Why don't, and that's what you did to Father God. Father God, I love you, so I give you. Did you have that kind of heart? Then you don't want it in return. You just want to give more and more to Father God. Even when the situation this church is, you know, experiencing some, financial, crisis. I hope you can approach God with a more complete heart. Now, we gotta learn what is the blessing of having spirit and soul prosper. First of all, we gotta learn what is spirit and what is soul. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Here, spirit is the spirit that belongs to Father God. It is the truth, and it is ever and life that never changes, and it is love itself. And soul is the combination of our brain and its operation. We accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we become children of God. Then the dead spirit revives, and we become a man with spirit and soul and body. But before we accepted Jesus Christ, since the spirit that belonged to Father God died, so we are just a man with soul and body. But man consists of spirit and soul and body. Originally, spirit is the master of our body. The spirit is our master. And soul and body should submit to spirit. Our body is just a tent for our spirit and soul. Your body right now is a tent where your spirit and soul live in. If Father God calls you a spirit, your body becomes nothing. It just goes back to the handful of dust. And it will decay. Right? That's our body. If you leave your house, left alone, then it will eventually decay. Once spirit and soul leaves our body, the body will decay and goes back to the handful of dust. So what does it mean by the spirit died? And what does it mean by having spirit and soul prosper? In the Bible, having spirit and soul prosper means spirit and soul get along well, and the body and soul submit to its master spirit. That was the first man Adam's state. But Adam disobeyed the word of God. And after he committed sin, sin entered his body and his spirit died. After they were deceived by the serpent. And their spirit died. When Adam was a man of spirit, he could communicate with God, who was spirit. But after he disobeyed, he was cursed. So his spirit died. He was no longer a man of spirit, but man of soul. So, and then after that, many sins, you know, occurred. So many sins occurred. When man became disobeyed the word of God, you know, the enemy devil and Satan controlled man. So Genesis 3:14 says, "The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life.'" In a spiritual sense, the serpent will eat dust means the enemy devil and Satan will lead those unbelieving people to death. So the enemy devil and Satan works hard to make souls, people, as their slaves. They control people's soul and govern their thought so that they commit sin. As you can see, the first man Adam disobeyed the word of God and he reached in the death. And his all descendants went to the way of destruction. The enemy devil and Satan makes people's hearts stained by sin and instigates them to follow the fleshly dust and fleshly desire so that, you know, they had to suffer from sorrow, pain, and tears. God originally gave a authority to Adam to control all the world. However, after committing sin of disobedience, he was cursed by God. He was kicked out from the Garden of Eden, and all the authority was given over to the enemy, devil, and Satan. Now, then how can we revive our dead spirit? Mommy members know the answer, right? But there is only one way to revive our dead spirit. That can be done only through our Jesus Christ. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and that our dead spirit can revive. Jesus came to this earth to redeem human beings from their sins. And for people's sin, he was crucified and he died on the cross. So whoever confesses that, you know, he was a sinner and accepts Jesus Christ as Savior, then he receives the Holy Spirit as a gift. And the spirit revives. Because it's possible because the true master of the body is actually remain dead, but the spirit is revived. The Holy Spirit awakens the spirit. So to have our spirit and soul prosper, first of all, the spirit should revive, and that in the revived spirit should keep on growing. When a child does not, you know, grow up, then when a child does not grow up, then there is a problem with the child, right? Just like that, the spirit, after the spirit revives, it should grow up. To have spirit, you know, grow up does not mean that you become a Christian for long years. Even if you receive, you know, heightened duty in the church, it does not mean that your spirit grew up. It depends on how much you resemble the heart of Father God, how much and how well you obey the word of God, how much goodness and love you have in your heart, how well you, you know, live by the word of Father God. Then, you know, your spirit can grow up. Even if you become a Christian for long years, even if you got a title in the church, that does not mean that your spirit grew up. Our spirit should grow up until the Lord comes back. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 and 4 says, "For I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth, that is, how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." The Apostle John said, "I got no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." When we walk by the truth, Father God is pleased with us. When we just do our duty, when we just come to church, That's not we can please Father God. Only when we walk by the truth, Father God can be pleased with us. In other words, to have our spirit grow up means to follow the desire of the Holy Spirit. Understand the will of Father God and resemble the heart of the Lord and follow the desires of the Holy Spirit. That's how to make our spirit grow up. And if we do that, then we can have the fruits of the Holy Spirit. To have our spirit and soul prosper, of course, depending on our measure of faith, there is a fight between spirit and soul. The spirit and soul should fight each other until we reach the perfect state that Father God wants us to reach. So far, the soul was the master of the body, but now the spirit wants to become the master. To make these two getting along well, we have to pass the phase that the spirit and soul fight each other. That's why the Bible says we have to fight to the point of shedding blood. In the space of the shepherd, this process was so, peaceful. We got ill feelings, we got evil, but when we approached the senior pastor, all those ill feelings and the hatred and jealousy and envy could be suppressed temporarily. But we just suppressed. We didn't cast them off. You just covered them, but you said you cast them off. It actually remained. We witnessed that. We thought we cast them off, but it remained, but it was covered, suppressed. Otherwise, we could have more gratitude. We could have loved more. We could have healed more. We could have covered the faults of others, right? We could have waited for Father God's time. That's what we must have done, but we didn't do so. Because spirit and master fight each other, which means the spirit and soul didn't get along well. We witnessed it in 2018 and 19. The enemy, devil, and Satan puts an untruth in our heart all the time, through all kinds of means. He puts in, they puts in the fleshly thoughts and all kinds of chaff. But if we don't cultivate our heart, without our notice, evil can grow up in our heart that was planted by the enemy, devil, and Satan. And our fields become the rocky field. It happens. We got to check whether we have that kind of status right now. But later on, we got to cultivate our heart and receive greater blessing. To have spirit and soul getting along well, we got to pass the phase of having a spirit and soul fight each other. So Apostle Paul described this status in Romans chapter 7, verses 22 to 24. He said, "For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?" So there is a fight in our heart. In our heart, okay? The heart of spirit that follows the desire of the Holy Spirit, and the heart of untruth that follows the enemy, devil, and Satan. So when we follow the desire of the Holy Spirit, then we will be thankful, we will be full of joy. But when we follow the desire of the flesh, then we feel lonely, we feel troubled. It's natural, isn't it? The fight is a natural thing. If you do evil, but if you don't feel bothered, then your heart is already seared by iron. You don't even realize your own evil, which is more miserable, right? But the Holy Spirit knocks on our heart. He works. And He awakes us with the words of truth. He moves our heart all the time in our heart. Then we got to repent right away and turn back. So we should not be controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan, but only by the help of the Holy Spirit. We got to make our heart complete, right? When we pray without ceasing, when we follow the desire of the Holy Spirit, then we can have in a greater measure of faith, and our spirit and soul will prosper. Now, those who have spirit and soul prosper have received the blessing. Let me give you a testimony. Father God wants to give you blessing so that you can be prospering in all things and be in good health. I told you that having spirit and soul prosper means the soul and spirit get united and the soul submit to the spirit. Our Lord said in Matthew 7:14, the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. When Senior Pastor delivers the message about heaven and hell, in this Manmin church, only the one-third of Manmin people cannot receive salvation. When He said so, since it is the Word of God, I had to believe, right? But in this Manmin church, one-third cannot receive salvation. However, as we passed 2018 and 2019, wow, it must be true. That's what I thought. Therefore, I gotta be awakened all the more. Those who remain on this earth after our Lord comes back, we wait for the day, right? We look at each other and then we say, let's greet, let's go to heaven, let's go to New Jerusalem and let's see there. Let's meet up there. And we welcome the Lord, right? But one goes up and then according to the measure of faith and the people are lifted up. You go, I go, he goes, she goes. But I remain. Someone already lifted. My family all lifted, but I remain still. As I passed the last 2 years, it can happen. It can happen. But we got chance. So I'm thankful. That's what I thought. There is chance. Even though you are still here, you gotta check whether your spirit and soul prosper, whether your spirit controls your soul or your soul controls your spirit. You gotta check your heart. If you talk about fleshly things, if you have fleshly desire, if you make an excuse, if you blame on others, then please change your heart by the word of God, which is the truth. When the Lord comes back, we gotta say, welcome our Lord. Come quick. I'm your beautiful bride. Please take me with you. We should be able to confess like that on that day. Now, the one who has spirit and soul prosper, say only yes. If you read Genesis chapter 22, Abram obeyed the word of God of giving his only son Isaac as a burnt offering. Since his spirit was controlling his soul, he could make this complete in obedience. With the thoughts of soul, the word of God could not be understood. But when spirit controls the soul, since the God is true love, the spirit can understand and trust God completely. So I examined the last year and 8 months. There were so many people who didn't have their spirit and soul prosper, and they condemned and judged and they complained and they left the church. We could see that they didn't look at God, but they looked at people. They left the church. However, those who have spirit and soul prosper said only yes and amen to the words of God and words of the truth. They didn't insist on only on their idea. As long as it is not untruth, they said only yes and amen and obeyed. Those who have spirit and soul prosper always give thanks and rejoice. The words of truth is their standard. No matter what kind of difficulties they may face, they don't get sad. They're not bothered. If they face difficulties after walking in the truth, they just believe in God, keep on believing God. And they believe that Father God said the later glory will become greater than the current glory. Since they believe in the word of Father God, they just obey the word of God. So they don't blame, they don't complain, they just rather give thanks. There are still people who say, and this is not right, that is not right, we got to go out. There are people like that who are not getting united. Then they have to start to listen to the words of truth, to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in the will of Father God. They say, they make judgment, they insist, but they have to think only by the will of Father God, only with the standard of the truth. Then they can have their spirit and soul prosper. Now, those with the spirit and soul prosper can always work for the Lord. They do not hesitate to work for the Lord. They want to do all the time something that can please the Lord. Our Lord gave up His body for sinners. He even washed His disciples' feet. As you can see, those who have spirit and soul and prosper can sacrifice themselves and they serve others. Some people said, you know, they would like to do their job once senior pastor comes back. So I'd like to ask them, how did you manage your Christian life before? If they had fixed only on the Lord and Father God, then it is the time that they should be more faithful. That's wiser, isn't it? That's the spiritual thought that Father God can be pleased with. So those who have their spirit and soul prosper, concentrate on the working for Father God and the Lord in any given situation, especially in this Friday online service, you are here because your spirit and soul prosper well. When we have our spirit and soul prosper, then there is a blessing that Father God gives for free. Where you can find it? 3 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. First of all, you can receive the blessing of health. If you read Matthew chapter 24 verses 3 to 8, Jesus explains what will happen in this end time. As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered, See to it that no one misleads you. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But at all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. Nowadays, so many people are suffering from disasters and virus. I heard that there will be locusts in Somalia. An emergency, national emergency state was declared. Those locusts ate food, which can feed 35,000 people a day. The locusts appeared. This is the news of Monday. And last Wednesday, there was a flood in a South Island of New Zealand. So villages were isolated and many passengers and tourists got locked down. And last December, there was a volcano eruption and at least five died. There are so many disasters like this even a week. Those in the locusts. These locusts ate a food which should be provided to 35,000 people a day. I went to a market and so many people were putting on masks. Why are they putting masks? I wondered. And then cashier said to me, "It's a long time to see unmasked man." Why are people putting on a mask? Nowadays, you know, people were worrying about the novel coronavirus, right? That's the moment that I was reminded. The whole world is worrying about the novel coronavirus. And they look at us strangely because we don't put on masks. When someone is bitten, that man can make all the people around him in zombies, right? Just like that, you know, the whole world is suffering. If you go to the movie theaters and even in a church, you know, closed down and they give service through video. Just like Israelites were protected during the 10 plagues, but those who know the love of Father God and those who commit sin, those who give full tithe and keeps the Lord's Day holy, they are protected. That's the basic of the Bible, right? So we Manmin did that, and we are all protected. So we should be thankful. All thanks and glory to Father God. Manmin people have been always protected. Do you remember SARS, which occurred in November 2002? 774 people died of this SARS. The fatality was in 9.6%. And then so many people were worried about it. And what about swine flu? 35,000 people were infected. At the time of May 2009, at least 17,500 people died of this swine flu. Influenza is caused by various kinds of viruses, and they turn into a new virus, and it goes even worse and worse. Think about MERS. Senior Pastor always said that in this end time, even though science develops, there will be newly discovered diseases, and they will be stronger and worse. And so many more people will suffer from it, and they will be affected. Infected. You heard them saying so. The people are living in that kind of fear. Think of MERS. 479 died of this. In Korea alone, 38 died. The fatality was 20.4%. So far, there is novel coronavirus, right? There is already 634 people died of it. Even though the fatality is 2%, but the infection speed is 10%, 10 times faster than SARS. All kinds of public places are closed down, and it affects the economic situation. But Manmin people are not worrying about this. Those who live by the word of God to have our spirit and soul prosper. Do you worry about it? Those who live by the word of Father God cannot be affected by this kind of germs and viruses. And once they got sick, they just repent and turn back, and they were healed. We experienced it in our Christian lives. So, if there is any virus or germs, we are not afraid. We have been protected. We have confidence that we can be protected. So, what is the biggest blessing for those who have spirit and soul prosper? That is, the greatest blessing is beautiful heaven that is prepared for us, which cannot be which cannot be compared with any beautiful and luxurious mansion of this earth. Well, the gold-decorated house. Well, I haven't seen one. Of course, you know, I happened to watch the Ice Palace in Russia, which was decorated with many gold and jewels. Probably the house in heaven will be much better than that, right? But Father God is preparing, you know, those, you know, places for us. For those, you know, who have spirit and soul prosper, those who resemble the heart of Father God and of the Lord. He, our Father God, is preparing those, you know, beautiful places for us. Beautiful mansions, the way you like cars or ships and yachts, you will have them. Because Father God is preparing for you. So that's the biggest blessing, isn't it? And He gives us a blessing of health. So many people testify to the healings from the last Divine Healing Meeting. I got so many testimonies in my parish. Brother Park Eui-sung, he suffered from atopic dermatitis. And at the age of 80, at the age of 20, he became worse. So he couldn't meet people. He was isolated in his own room. The reason he got sick like this was because he didn't cast off all the worldly things. He said, you know, he repented, but, you know, he wanted to repent, but he couldn't do it. Last year, during the special, you know, Daniel Prayer Meeting, he received Mrs. Bonnelly's prayer, and he got better. And when Pastor Sujin Lee prayed during the New Year Day service, he got a lot better. So now, 90% of atopic dermatitis was gone, and itching was gone. So he gives thanks to Father God, and as well as Mrs. Bonnelly Lee and Pastor Sujin Lee. Senior Deaconess Ju Yeon-hee, she got a lump in her nose. So he couldn't breathe well. She felt stuffy. She prayed for long years. But during the Divine Healing Meeting in Prayer Center and Pastor Sujin Lee's Divine Healing Meeting, the lump was gone and she could breathe well now. She used to have trembling hands, but the symptom is gone. She got pain on her knee and other pains on her body. And she was healed of many. I mean, there were many people. I asked for testimonies, but I found so many testimonies like that. Because of time given, I can't introduce them all, but I just list the names of the diseases. Father God, thank you. Besides this, those who have been faithful where they are, they received many blessings and healing works. So when I heard their testimonies, I was so happy. Let me introduce some in the financial blessing. A deacon, Baek Sang-gi, he bought a property in the city of Busan in 2012. And he received senior pastor's prayer. And last 2019, the price went up to four times higher. Four or five times higher. So he is giving thanks for the blessing. Brother Song Gi-taek, he received the blessing of house. While preparing for wedding, he was looking for a house. The house near his work was too expensive. It was too much burden on him. And there was he heard that there is a, he could apply for the new apartment near city of Gimpo. But so many people applied for it. And then before the announcement of those you know, who passed. Her girlfriend registered to this church while giving the New Year Day service in last January 1st. And one of his prayer titles was the wedding. And he was confident that he would receive answer. 2 days later, January 3rd, he hit the lottery. He could solve the problems of house. But 1,800 people applied for it, and he won the lottery. During the refinement's blessing, he trusted Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd and this church. He flatly said that, Senior Pastor, that I have witnessed is so good man. And he said to his friends, you know, who were, you know, swearing as Senior Pastor, that if you say again, then I will never see you again. And her girlfriend came to this church about a year ago. And then his girlfriend heard that, you know, other people said something about this church, and his girlfriend said, "Then I went to Mamin Church, and the Mamin Church is not the kind of church that you are talking about." So in 2018 and 2019, so many members received the blessing. There are other testimonies, but I have to. And especially in our first grand parish, the price of the property went up. Someone bought a property, and the price went up double. About 11 years ago, the price went up like almost 10 times after 11 years later. I was told that in that area, there will be new subway station will be constructed. And those who blessed like that, that area would be the school zone. And our members lived by that land, so they received so much blessing. But the assistant district leaders decided not to leave this church. And they were those who protected this church, and they received the blessing. And they received in a higher position. I heard those in the testimonies. So, in the love of Father God and in the space of the shepherd, they received the blessing. So let's all thanks and glory to our Father God. Let me conclude this message. Brothers and sisters, I told you what is the truly value of life. And second, and we have to live by the leave of the life of having our spirit and soul prosper. And I introduced some testimonies who live like that. When we cast off all fleshly deeds, but having our spirit and soul prosper, Father God blesses us. We can meet God and we can receive blessing as our spirit and soul prosper. Ephesians 4 verses 22 to 24 says, in reference to your former man of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. We got to cast off all evil, but having our spirit and soul prosper. We got to have our spirit and the Holy Spirit. Then we can become a new man, and we can bear fruits of the Holy Spirit well. Even though we are in the valley of death, Father God will lead us to the best way and make our way prosperous. And He will make everything work for the good. All our Mami members, in 2020, check what you were short of. And I pray in the name of the Lord that you may have your spirit and soul prosper and receive blessing from Father God. Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.